This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 4, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, opponents of the Salem Sanctuary for Peace Ordinance filed 297 pages of signatures with the city clerk Wednesday afternoon in an effort to force a referendum on the November ballot. Local attorney Todd Siegel, a former city councilor, was among those who turned in the signatures at about 2:30 p.m., an hour and a half before the 5 p.m. deadline for filing. He confirmed his participation in delivering the petition but declined further comment. Dustin Luca continues, it's not known how many signatures were turned in. They do not become a matter of public record or available for review until all signatures are either certified or rejected, according to the clerk's office. Each page had 25 lines for residents to sign, but it's unclear how many of the pages were filed and how many were incomplete. The City Council approved final passage of the sanctuary ordinance at a meeting on April 13. From then on, opponents had 20 days to get signatures from 12% of registered voters to force the council to reconsider its vote. More in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. The Swampscott Rail Trail may have hit a snag, or maybe it's just a delay. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, National Grid representatives have informed town officials that they will not voluntarily enter into a license with the town for a proposed rail trail within the company's corridor. Gayla Colley writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn, town meeting members will be asked to approve a warrant article on May 15 requesting $850,000 for the design and engineering of the trail location within the National Grid corridor, as well as the legal fees and costs for acquisition of easement rights. The 2-plus-mile, 10-foot-wide trail would run from the Swampscott train station to the Marblehead line at Seaview Avenue, connecting with the Marblehead Rail Trail, which also links two trails in Salem, officials said. A recent email from a National Grid representative, Michael Guerin, was sent to Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald and the Director of Community Development, Peter Kane, in response to Kane's April 6 email requesting a meeting to discuss the town's proposed rail trail. National Grid's correspondence detailed the company's concerns with the proposed trail, saying National Grid has property rights along the right-of-way proposed to be used for that rail trail. Guerin further stated in the email that the company has significant concerns about the opposition from neighbors along the right-of-way, and the National Grid has been contacted repeatedly by abutters and their legal counsel. These residents, quote, have been very vocal about their opposition to the rail trail until such a time as their objections have been resolved. National Grid does not feel it can voluntarily enter into a license with the town for the proposed trail, Guerin wrote. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, 6th District Congressman Seth Moulton is ruling out a run for president in 2020 despite some high-profile speculation to the contrary. He's quoted as saying, I'm not running. The New York Times and other newspapers have floated his name over the last week, leading to his names being mentioned on cable TV news shows and elsewhere. Moulton said he's focused on his work within the district. He's quoted as saying, I'm honored the New York Times floated my name, but I am not running for president. I have a lot of work to do in Massachusetts. Moulton said he's focused on economic development, including progress by the Lynn Economic Advancement and Development Team, which is a monthly meeting of city, state, and federal officials, of which Moulton is a member. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. Owen O'Rourke writes on itemlive.com that it didn't take long for Chirag Savalia, again that's Chirag Savalia, to see the city of Lynn's potential. On his first visit to Massachusetts last month to tour the former Lynn Item building that was for sale, the Sydney, Australia developer said the downtown caught his eye. He's quoted as saying, Lynn is slowly gentrifying. We see value here. The trip led his company, B Developer Group of Atlanta, to pay $900,000 in a cash deal last week for the 35,000-square-foot property. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Owen O'Rourke. Mary Marcos is writing in today's Gloucester Times the outcome of the most recent battle in the Stephen Sheehan versus the town of Rockport lawsuit is that Judge Robert Cornetta did not have the authority to force the town to put up signage and implement a police detail at Long Beach. Sheehan, a Rockport resident who lives at Long Beach, filed a lawsuit in June 2015, which resulted in Cornetta issuing a preliminary injunction requiring the town to hire a police detail and erect signs indicating beachgoers had to stay on public paths and could not use town-owned but leased house lots to reach the beach. Town attorney successfully appealed this decision in front of a single justice, claiming that Cornetta didn't have that authority and freeing them from that preliminary injunction. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Well, after coaching for 52 years, this guy is hanging it up. Frank DeFelice of Swampscott, currently an assistant baseball coach at Endicott College, says that this is his last season of coaching. He was a former head football coach and head baseball coach at Swampscott High School. He had other coaching assignments at both the high school and college level. Frank DeFelice retiring after 52 years of coaching. A light Wednesday sports schedule yesterday. Girls lacrosse, Marblehead over Beverly, 18-10. The Lynn Classical softball team defeated Malden 12-0 to improve to 9-0 on the season. The Classical baseball team defeated Malden 19-3. They're now 11-0 on the season. Baseball today. Danvers playing at Gloucester, 4 o'clock. Somerville at Peabody, also at 4. Peabody travels to Xaverian. That's sports. This is MSONewsSports.com.